Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Looks like we're just waiting on Libby here. See. All right. Oh, Jamie, it's you. Yeah, I had a feeling there was going to be a substitute. Okay, there we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Libby is not here today, but we got the amazing Jamie Furbank with us. All right, there we go.
Hey Brandon, long time no see.
I
Well,
know. How's it
not
going?
me. The last time we did this was pretty much this time last year. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. I think you were on the Sundays for a few calls there. All right, everybody. Well, this is Sunday Q&A call. As you can see, I forgot to change the name on the slide, but no big deal. The rest of the slides are done. We are good to go. So I'll do the intro here. Give me one second. Yeah, I had a feeling it was going to be a sub because Libby's always the first one to get on this call. She's the one that's always on time. And I was like, who was it? All right, but let's get started here. All right, everybody. So we all know how this goes. First, we're going to go through all the pre-submitted questions. So if you don't know how to do that, head over to your dashboard. You're going to see a little section like this. You're going to get to ask it here. And any question that gets asked up to an hour before this call is going to be part of the pre-submitted slides. And that's going to take approximately 45 to 60 minutes. And keep in mind, we often do have special segments, topic training, we review covers, student interviews, quizzes, whatever it might be. So if you have an idea of a cool segment that we can do, like we did ads recently, I think Jamie, you were part of that, right? Awesome. So if you have a good idea, let us know. And anything overall that's going to help most of the community, that's always going to be good. If you don't get it, if you didn't get a chance to submit a pre-submitted questions, you're going to see on your menu option a Q&A button. And that's where you can actually ask any live questions that you may have. And after we're done with the pre-submitted, we're going to be moving on to those questions there. If you can't see it on your menu, just click on more and you'll be able to pull up a little drop-down menu and then you can select Q&A. And just so everyone's aware, we do get a lot of students on these calls, and we really want to focus the time on questions that are gonna help majority of the community. We often get a chance to go through everything either way, but just as an FYI. And if you have any questions regarding resetting your password, Facebook groups, KD Spy, Incognito, Chrome, the 7-Day Profit Challenge, pen names, head over to the FAQ section. We have a wonderful live support team, and we also have a lot of help articles and help videos that are going to help you get through some of these starter hurdles. All right, then if everyone can open up their chat and then just make sure that you can select everyone instead of host and panelists. Because me and Jamie, we might miss something in the chat because we're going to be focusing on answering the questions. So keep in mind, always go to everyone instead of hosts and panelists. And as everyone knows, we have Publishing AI. It's now open to everybody. It's a great time to be a publisher. You have access to book topic ideas, customer research, book outlines, book descriptions, and you can even generate a 30K word manuscript. So you're saving a lot of time. You're saving a lot of money. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, do so because it's a wonderful software and it's going to be a good starter for you as you're getting started here. And friendly reminder, any support questions, payment, program access, anything that's going to be technical difficulties, please email it over to support@publishing.com. And they're going to be the best source of help for that information. All right, with that said, let's get started here. You ready, Jamie?
Right, ready when you are.
All right. Let's do this. Take it away.
Okay, so Omar, can you go over the process of identifying keywords? I remember hearing about it, but cannot work out where the less where it is in the lessons. So you want to be in module two. We could go over it. It'd take a while, but it sounds like you need to go back and watch module two again for the keywords, so you have a good understanding, and maybe watch it a couple of times if you need to.
Yep. All right, Martine. How long does it take to go through all the modules before beginning? Oh, Martine, I think it would probably take quite a while. But what we recommend is don't watch all the modules before you get started. Just watch the first one in module one or module two that you're starting on and simply take action, right? So try not to overwatch, just focus on what you have in front of you. And then keep moving on like that, because if you see everything, you're going to start to overthink it and it's going to slow down your progress.
Alan, I would like to inquire how to start with the program. Always start from the beginning, Alan. Like Brandon just spoke about, start from the beginning. Just watch each module, do what it says, and then move on to the next one. And just keep moving through like that. Easy.
Yeah. And take a look at the 7-day challenge. That's going to be a little warm up for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Okay, so we got Monty. Hello, if possible, can this question be addressed? Oh, well, it is. Awesome. Below is the book title I want to present to my coach Libby. Well, the one day Libby's not here. It's okay. I'll take care of it if you don't mind, Monty. But you have incorporated keywords, benefits, and countered some of the pain points from the customer research. Let me know what needs to be changed. I want the best customer magnet I can get. All right. So, herbal remedies for beginners, a stress-free, simple guide to safe healing herbs and natural medicine you can trust for better health and wellness in just minutes a day. All right. Let's see. Natural medicine. All right. So I would say you're definitely on the right track. You're definitely on the right track. I can see that you have your proof of concept keyword in the beginning. You're letting them know it's going to be a stress-free, simple guide. You could possibly remove one of these just to keep it simple, right? What's one of your options that you have? And I think I only really see one or two pain points in here that you're really solving. Better health and wellness in just minutes a day sounds good, but I think you could potentially swap better health and wellness or just one of them and maybe insert something a little bit more specific. Yeah, but you're getting close. You're getting close. What do you think, Jamie? Anything to add there or?
Yeah, same, just the better health and wellness. Be more specific. What actual parts of the health will it be, like skin, nails, hair, those sort of things? Yeah, just be a bit more specific, but you're definitely on the right tracks there.
Yeah, keep it up, and Libby can review your next revision there.
This is Mike. Can you tell me about formatting and how the manuscript has to be set up in terms of page breaks and such? I find every time I try to move it around, I lose a lot of work, like superscripts and bold text that I have to redo. So is this in, are you here, Mike? Is this in Readsy? Are
Let's
you
see if
here
he's
today,
here.
Mike? Can you see his name?
No, I don't think Mike is here.
Okay, so it depends on what you're using to format page breaks and such. I know if it is Readsy, it can be a bit tricky, so it's never going to be perfect with Readsy. But if you're using Vellum or Atticus, it's a lot more simple. But I find every time I move it around, I lose a lot of work. I'm thinking this is Readsy. What do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, honestly, I think Readsy is the only one that will give
Yeah.
you extra trouble like that.
Yeah.
So Mike, watch some tutorials, but just keep in mind, Readsy, we only use it for the 7-day challenge. So it's only one thing that you have to do once. So get it as best as you can. Put out your 7-day challenge. And if you're talking about the 30K word book, get that outsourced
Yeah,
ASAP.
definitely, definitely.
Yeah. So maybe he'll be here on the next one and he can give us more clarity on that one. Okay, we got Catherine. Hey coaches, I'm interested in emotional intelligence. I would like to write a book on this topic. I have done some research via ChatGPT, and there's a lot of useful information that comes to light. It would be exciting to focus the topic on school and home environment. I think I found POC for emotional intelligence, but when I search further on the niche towards school and home environment, it does not seem to work. If you can help me, how can I proceed in this area? I would be very grateful. All right, Catherine. So this is going to happen. We always say to niche down, but the reality is in some niches, that niche down market just doesn't really exist. And that's kind of what we've seen in emotional intelligence as of now. General emotional intelligence is really as deep as it goes, as at least for something that would pass proof of concept. So, Catherine, what I suggest is do what's already working and provide the market with what's already working. So, if that's going to be a general emotional intelligence book, that's what I would do. And topics about school and home environment, that can still be part of your book, but that would just be a part of it. But right now, the market seems to be interested in that general one if you want to follow the proof of concept. So that's what I would do.
Dorothy, can you take a look at my revised cover? Have you got this loaded up? Do you look at these, Brandon? I took
Yep.
everything. Yeah, great.
Give me one second here. Let me pull it out.
So you've seen this one before, I'm guessing.
No, I just loaded it up, but I didn't actually take a look.
Oh, okay,
I was
because
in a
it's
time
Dorothy
crunch.
said it's been it's revised. You took the advice, so maybe it was Libby.
Oh,
She
wait,
took
wait,
the
wait.
advice.
I think we did take a look at this. It was just a whole different color, so I didn't
Oh, right,
recognize it.
okay, yeah.
All right.
So is it the color that's changed? Anything else on there?
Before
It was
everything was a
blue.
lot more blue.
Yeah, I said it was blue.
Yeah, it was a
Okay.
lot more blue.
Okay, so leadership agenda greatness. Yeah, it's well, I mean, was what is gray now was that blue then, pretty much.
Everything was blue.
All right, okay, yeah.
The whole thing.
So you've obviously seen the previous one. Do you think it's an improvement from the last one? What you can remember?
I think
Was the
a
image the
little
same?
bit. Yeah, everything
Same.
was like very similar.
Right.
Yeah, it's really just the color change. So I think it is an improvement, but I just think this is better off reworked. Like for
Yeah.
example, there's a lot of text on the back, and I think you can have a stronger cover to compete in this category.
Yeah.
I think if you
And
get this outsourced, I think that would be a good move.
yeah. And did you create this yourself, Dorothy? Is this was something you've designed yourself? If it is, yes, you have. Okay. So good job designing yourself. What I would do if I'm designing my own covers, I'll design, say, five or six completely different covers. And then work from those. So, for example, if you use 99 Designs, you get a big selection, a wide choice of different covers to choose from. So, I try and replicate that and do loads of different, completely different covers, and just keep working with those rather than just having one and keep editing one. Make a selection of different ones just so you've got more choice. Keep changing the colors, fonts, and then something will pop. Definitely. But also, I know that. I've started using Ideogram. Have you used that yet, Brandon?
Ideogram?
Ideogram, it's a new AI tool. And yeah, I'll put the link in the chat because it's amazing at spelling. So ChatGPT is terrible at spelling. This can actually spell. So it's
Yeah.
amazing at designing book covers.
Nice. That's sweet.
Yeah. I'll put the link in the chat. So that's an idea, and it's only I think it's $20 a month or $8 a month if you sign up for the year or something. But I would definitely use that and do what Brandon said, just keep working on it, but do multiple different covers.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea there. All right. And any tips to improve this one specifically? I think the font could be laid out a little bit better.
Yeah,
You have like
because
the subtitle in the middle there. And then this one is a reader's guide to high team performance. Yeah, I think just better structuring of this. I also think this looks a little bit too big. And I think this is a little bit too long in the back.
Yeah, there's a lot of words on the back.
Pen name is smaller. Yeah. And then check out that tool that Jamie said, because if that can help you put together something, then that would be awesome.
I'm going to put
All
the link
right.
in the chat for everyone.
Right, all right, let's go back to the questions here. Cool. All right, we got Jessica. Hello, I'm working on my manuscript and checking for plagiarism. Grammarly claims that 66% of my text has patterns that resemble AI text. And it says that if you use generative AI, can cite it. I don't understand. It's telling me to cite AI content. All right, Jessica. So when you're doing the plagiarism check, don't worry about the AI content checker. You can just totally ignore it. You can even go to your settings and turn off that as a preference. So now it's not going to be picking it up. It's just going to show you the plagiarism. Yeah, so we don't take a look at that. You don't need to cite that stuff.
No.
Just ignore that. Focus on, definitely edit your book, focus on the quality, on humanizing it, run it through plagiarism, and you're good to go. So you can ignore that one, Jessica.
Lily, what topic should I start with? The topic that meets POC. Lily, just go through module two, whatever you find that meets POC. If you find a couple, great, choose which one you prefer to go with. But really, as long as you find something that meets proof of concept, then go with it.
Yeah, sky's the limit. There's
Yeah.
a lot of topics, a lot to pick from. Okay, we got Marina. Thank you for taking time to give an opinion on my cover. All right, Marina, let's check this out. Let's zoom in a little bit more on this. Okay, age and sequence in the motor age, longevity. So, Marina, I'm not 100% sure if this is going to be a 7-day challenge or a 30K word book. But as far as cover goes, I think you're going in a good direction. I would just say the text is a little bit big in some areas. I think your subtitle could be a little bit smaller, pen name could also be a little bit smaller. And let's see, but I think this might be a 7-day challenge. But if you take a look here, this is significantly bigger than all the other ones. So
Yeah.
I would just make it a little bit smaller, give it a little bit more breathing room. It's a little bit unclear if it's the title is longevity or ancient secrets in the modern age. It doesn't really say the topic, so I think that it might be a 7-day challenge book. But it's a nice looking cover. I think
Yeah,
you could
perfect.
also use a smaller tree like you did here and
Yeah.
apply it to this one, right?
Yeah.
But it's not bad. What other suggestions would you have, Jamie, to improve this?
Yeah, same. So the tree in the middle one is probably the right size.
Yeah,
And
right there.
subtitle on one, but like Brandon said, just make it a bit smaller because you're almost at the edges there. But keep it on three lines like that one. Maybe even change it to upper and lowercase rather than just all uppercase on the subtitle as well, and that would shrink a little bit. Just see what it looks like. But overall, it's a pretty cover.
Yeah, it's got a nice background. Cool tree.
Yeah.
And if it's a 30K word book, just make sure that that you're either doing a proof of concept book or if you're doing a passion project, but just make sure you have the topic very clear and proof of concept behind it if it is 30K word book. But all right, let's move on to the next question here.
Marjorie, I'm super interested in writing a book about boosting stroke healing metabolism. Even the books that are not selling have a lot, are not selling a lot, have a BSR in the millions. What can I do in terms of having this topic fit the criteria? So boosting healing metabolism, there's probably a lot of different topics and slightly different search terms you could go for regarding metabolism. All sorts of diets and things like that. Then there's sort of the exercise part of metabolism. So I've never looked at metabolism myself, but I would just type in metabolism, do a search, pull up KD Spy, and look at all the different book titles on metabolism because there'll be loads in there. There's probably I bet there's at least six or seven different, slightly different topics on metabolism you could search for. But again, it's just keep looking for that POC.
Yeah, just gonna really have to dig deep in there.
But don't, if you can't find it, don't get stuck and stop banging your head against the wall trying to make it fit. If there's nothing there, move on. Yeah, don't get stuck.
Yeah, gotta know when to pivot, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we got Lynn. Are lead magnets useful? I noticed there was an old video on the topic, but it isn't taught now. I'm trying to decide if I should use that to share additional information so I have names for my next book, or is it better to share the information in the book and list it as a bonus on the front cover? I would have to create a website if I do the lead magnet, I think. All right, Lynn. So I don't think there's necessarily a wrong answer here. I mean, lead magnets are useful for different types of things. So at any time when you're collecting, when you're providing value and collecting data, that can always be part of an email list, part of a customer base. So it's always a good idea. But in my opinion, it's better to have a lot of things as a bonus instead of something that they have to give their information from, because it's going to help you sell on the front end. And that's the most important thing. Worry about getting those sales on the front end first, beating out your competition, and a bonus is going to help you do that. But you can always have a bonus, and let's say you happen to have some sort of coaching program or something related, you can always have a lead magnet inside the book. But I just think a bonus is always going to be a great tool to help you sell the book. A lead magnet is not as it's not really going to help you sell it on the front end unless you promote it. But then it's kind of unfair to say they're getting something and then you ask them for their information. It doesn't look good when majority of the competition are just giving out bonuses on bonuses in different and depending on the niche that you're in.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's your first book as well, it can just complicate the whole process a little bit more as well. So bonus is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, I think that's why it stopped being taught as part of like the first book process, because it's something that only works once the book is working. So it's better to focus on making the work for the book work first, and then you can worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Nana, pet loss grief, reclaiming peace after saying goodbye. Okay, some titles then. Subtitle, practical guide to find comfort, closure, and the promise of honoring your best friend in a meaningful way. A journey of love, loss, and recovery. Strategies to process grief with compassion, rebuild inner strength, find closure, and the promise of honoring your pet. Pet loss grief, moving forward while holding on. Okay, so pet loss grief is the POC then, I'm guessing, and then you've got sort of a double title going on. Moving forward while holding on. Pet loss grief, moving forward with love. Practical guide. Okay, so that's a it's got two long ones at the bottom. Such a good guy to ease pain, loss, emotional, celebrate the life, reconnect with their cherished. So the one on 199 and 188, I'm sure you know that they want to be a little bit shorter. We want to get them below that 180 mark if we can. So let me just look at the top one. Practical guide. So practical guide to find comfort, closure, and the promise. So you've got that. The comfort, the closure, you've got those pain points and benefits in there, and the promise of honoring your best friend in a meaningful way. So and you've got sort of that on the last two. So presumably that's the dream outcome, what they want to do. So comfort, closure, processing grief with compassion, rebuilding a strength of find closure. Gentle guide to navigate stages of grief, find solace and cherish memories and embrace new beginnings. Okay, so you got loads. It looks like you've probably got all the benefits and pain points here. They just maybe need organized in a little bit more. So the top one, a guide to find comfort, closure. So find comfort, and I would use another rather than just having closure. I would elaborate on that a little bit more. Maybe find closure. So you got find comfort, so you could. Let's have a look. A different word instead of find, because you could have find closure. You've got everything here. So 160, you definitely want another benefit or a pain point in there. And the 199, 188, the last two, you want to drop something off those. So the 174 is about the right size. Process grief with compassion, rebuilding a strength, and find closure. What do you think, Brendan?
Yeah, I think Nana has you have a lot of just like a lot of good elements in here. You could really take bits and pieces from each one and build multiple variations of pretty effective titles. I think like you said, the main thing to keep in mind is just try to keep it under 180, right? And then the first one sounding good but a little bit short. And then Jamie said to add another word here in front of the closure. And then the last one also sounds pretty good, but really you just need to maybe cut out a word or two from here. I think it might be stretching it out just a tad too much. But I think you're doing good, Nana. I think find try to just keep it under 180, either expand this one or take away from this one, and then you're good to go, and then bring it back.
Whatever you do, you'll end up with something really good from those.
Yeah. And the second one, the reason why I think the flow is just a little bit off. I think in the beginning, strategies to process grief with compassion. I think the readability was just a tiny bit off, but you can really tweak any of these and come out with a good title. Because you have all the elements, just some of them are longer than the other. Yeah. All right. We got Aisha. Hey, coaches, please give me your feedback on my back cover text. Thank you and happy holidays. Okay, let's take a look. So this would be your back cover text. Right, so the first step. My advice for the back cover text is honestly, as long as it looks good, right? As long as it looks aesthetically pleasing, as long as you're not looking too crowded in there, you're really good to go. You just want it to fill up a nice portion of the space. You don't want to be too full, you don't want it to be too short. And the back of the book should really focus. It shouldn't be marketing, it should be more focused on the book itself. Just like a traditional book would just kind of have like a kind of like a not a summary, but just like a about the book. You don't have to get as salesy as we do in our product descriptions. But this looks like good size. I recommend up to around 200 words, depending on how you're organizing those 200 words. Could be less, but I think looks good. What are your best practices, Jamie, for a back of cover?
Yeah, it's like you said, it just wants to look good.
Yeah.
Sometimes if there's too much text on the back cover, you just don't want to read it. And that's exactly what you don't want to happen. You want people to read it. So you've got four bullet points there, so that's good. So I'd say four or five bullet points tops, and then three or four just short paragraphs. Like you've got, there's two at the bottom, then you've got the bullet points, and then you've got sort of two small ones at the top. So size-wise, that looks great.
Yeah, I think you're
But
good to go.
yeah.
All right.
Elizabeth, hi, Sunday Coaches. I would like to have my books made into Spanish, German, and French. What website is recommended? Thank you so much. There's a, did we? Th is there something that we'd recommend? Is there a new one now? I'm sure I'd spoke to someone about this, and they said that there is.
There is yeah, no,
What's it called?
there's a few different AI ones. What was it? Narrator's Hub?
Yeah,
Narrator's Hub,
Narrator Sub. Yeah, that's what I was
that's like
thinking
the
of.
classic one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Narrator's Hub. You can also go to like Upwork, you can outsource it. Narrator's Hub,
Yeah.
also
There is DeepL.
DeepL, yeah, DeepL, yeah.
DeepL.
But I
Yeah.
believe that one's with AI and the quality still, I
Okay, yeah.
believe. Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so try those. Narrator's Hub, DeepL, or you can just go back to a traditional freelancer that speaks the language and they can have it done for you. So
Yeah.
that's going to be the best ways to get it done. And then always make sure that you have an editor go through it and polish it and make sure it's correct. And I think that's it for the pre-submitted questions, Jamie.
Okay, that was quick.
That is it. All right. Well, let's take a look at the pre-submitted. Let's see what we got here. Oh, Sonar from Peterborough. I've been to Peterborough. Cool. So we have a book cover. I guess we can start with this one. We can start with Michael. He's got a book cover for us to take a look at.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So Michael, if you're in the chat here, I don't have access to view this. I'm gonna request it. If you can please accept, that would be awesome. And once you have accepted, just submit another question on the Q&A. Let us know, and then we can take a look.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get Aaliyah. If I'm doing ads but also still getting public reviews, should I forget about the price anchoring for now instead of raising the cost of my Kindle book? Okay, yeah. So, how long have you been doing pubby? I mean, obviously, I'm assuming you're still here. As long as I'm getting my pubby ads and so my pubby reviews, and I'll have an amount in mind. Say, let's say I want 50 from pubby. Then the price anchoring sort of I forget that for the time being because I'm gonna have my ebook price the best set for Pubby. So whether it's 99 cents or up to 4.99, whatever I'm getting the most reviews from, that's what I'm gonna do for that time being. Until I'll hit whatever it may be. I might only want 30 because I've already got plenty of reviews, but I want those extra 30. I'll wait till I get the 30, then I'll stop the Pubby reviews. Start the puppy reviews on a different book and then just focus on the price anchoring side of things. You've still
Yeah.
got a lot of snaps left. So yeah, it just depends. How many reviews have you got? How many reviews do you want from puppy as well? So as long as you're getting consistent reviews, five, six a week or so, keep going. Keep going. What do you do, Brendan, regarding that?
Honestly, very similar thing. Yeah, no, puppy in the beginning, as soon as you have some traction. Go back to the price anchoring, keep putting on reviews for the ads and all that. So, yeah, very similar thing.
Yeah. Michael's just messaged. He said he can access the cover now.
Oh, sweet. All right, let me see. I think I already had it open. I still have it open. All right. We got some retirement covers. Let's see. I will say his name was Mike, right? Mike.
I think Mike or Michael it was, yeah.
Okay.
Michael, I think it is, yeah.
Michael, all right. So I will say, I mean, the background image is cool. You have a nice sunset picture. I think the red with the gradient doesn't really fit too well. I think if you go with a softer color, maybe also take away the black. I think if you play with the color palettes, I think that would be a stronger cover. Let's
Yeah,
keep going now.
I agree. What I always suggest is if you choose one of these, like with a color picker, choose one of the colors that already exist. So you got like these pink and purples, this very soft sort of violet almost, and use colors that already exist instead of the red, for example. Try a purple on there, but you've also got oranges and reds around the sun. If you use one of the colors that already exist on there, everything will match and tie in nicely. And I agree with Brandon. Black sometimes it just looks too strong on a cover. So rather than using black, if you use a really dark gray, almost black, or a really dark navy blue, it's as clear as black, but it's just not quite as harsh. Try that.
100%. And the subtitle, you can bring it down, right? Make it smaller, keep it in three lines. If you want to put emphasis on the time-tested strategies, you can, but you want to make this just kind of flow a little bit better into there, and that you can achieve that by making it smaller.
Yeah, it's imposing a bit too much on the images. So, yeah, it's a little bit too close.
For sure. All right, let's see. The complete retirement planning guide. Then we got these two. Which
Okay.
one is saying, which one speaks more to retirement? Top or bottom? People in the chat, if you have a preference, top or bottom, put it in there. Let's see what the crowd thinks. So, I think they're just two different angles to this one, really. It's like you have one kind of more of like the fun side of it. Like, where do we go? How do we go to vaca on vacation? And this one's more like kind of like the planning,
Yeah.
and like the nitty-gritty. So, I think both kind of directions could be effective.
Yeah.
But if you go with the top, I still think you can make subtitle a lot smaller. I think you can play around a little bit with the elements. It looks a little bit, it's kind of like it's neither busy nor plain. It's a little bit of both, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's the bottom one's sort of that dream, isn't it? That's what everyone wants to be doing. Right. The reality is the top one is that's what you will be doing initially, but everyone wants the bottom one. Yeah, it looks a bit a lot definitely more businessy, the top one. Definitely more. But yeah, two different angles again, like Brandon said, which
I would lean to the bottom too,
Yeah.
but it is two different angles that at the end of the day you would only really know once you have tested it. But if you ask me which one's the nicer looking cover, it would be the one at the bottom.
Yeah.
But the one at the top, if you improve the cover, it could be a decent angle, depending on how you wrote the book, right? And what your vision was for the book to start. Are you the person that has that comprehensive guide of everything they need? Or are you the person that's like, just guiding people through like a happy retirement with like a little bit of tips regarding the actual, the actual technical side of it? But yeah, all
Yeah,
in all,
exactly.
I hope that was helpful, Michael. Which one would you pick out of these three, Jamie?
With e the additional editing, the bottom one.
The bottom one? Okay.
Yeah.
a nice one. Yeah, I think with the right color, so you could have a
Yeah.
looking cover. This one's good too.
But yeah. Definitely
All right.
the ones with a couple on, one of those two would be.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back to the Q&A chat here. See. So we got Michael, please critique my book title and subtitle, The Complete Retirement Guide, Time-Tested Strategies to Save Smarter, Invest Wisely.
Is this the book we've just done?
I think it might be.
I think it is.
Please critique. Invest wisely and budget effectively for a lifetime of financial freedom and a secure, comfortable retirement. And budget effectively for a lifetime of financial freedom and secure, comfortable retirement. All right. So, I mean, I think you definitely watched the lessons. You have a pretty good title there. The only thing that I can really tell you here is you might want to switch out retirement at the end just because you already have that keyword. That could give you, if you take it out, could give you an interesting angle to a comfortable life or something different. But that's really it. Your title sounds great, Michael. Just the last word, retirement, that's a duplicate on the keyword, so you could swap that out for something else, but I think it has everything that we're looking for.
Yeah. Okay, Chad, I'm writing a real estate investing book and I plan on asking experts in my local area to write some notable things to add value in there about how they got started and three tips they recommend to readers. Should I do it at the beginning of my chapters or at the end? What do you think? What would be best? Okay, so it there may be a particular chapter where it fits in, depending on what tips they're giving, or it might be that you could add it one of the tips that they're giving at the end of each chapter, a relevant chapter, rather than just putting them at the front or the back, keeping them relevant within the book. So you can explain something and then you could have that their sort of expert advice tip that they've given at the end of that chapter. That's how I probably do it.
Yeah, no, definitely different ways you can structure that. But
Yeah.
yeah, no, that's good.
There probably isn't a necessarily a wrong way, just whatever, play around with it and just see whatever looks best.
Exactly. Yeah, could be every chapter, could be a chapter dedicated for case studies, could be,
Yeah.
yeah, like Jamie said, wherever is gonna just be the most helpful for people, that's gonna be good. All right, so we got Asia Jones. Hey, coaches, manuscript is done. Congratulations. Getting ready to get the cover made and needing to finalize my title. I started here. All right, Dark Psychology Unlocked. Then you have subtitle one, How Anyone Can Build a Manipulation-Proof Mindset and Stay in Control. Subtitle two, Master the Skills to Identify, Resist, and Outsmart Emotional Manipulation and Mind Games. Got the feedback to tie the two subtitles together and add pain points and outcomes. These are the two subtitle options.
There's one below as well. Can you see?
Oh, is that the one where she merged it? Oh,
Yeah, it must
okay.
be that.
How anyone can master the skills to set unshakable, how anyone can master the skills to set unshakable boundaries, reclaim your power, and build a manipulation-proof mindset. Okay, but I'm still seeing two of them here. Powerful method of self-manipulation, reclaim your power and unshakable boundaries. I guess you have two different options. But Asia, you're on track. You're on track there because you have an introduction to your title, how anyone can, and you have some pain point benefits. Then we have build a manipulation proof mindset. So you're definitely right on track. I would say it could still be, I think it could still be enhanced and polished a little bit. I think from how anyone can master the skills to set unshakable boundaries, it's a little bit long before you get into it. It's kind of a little bit wordy. I'm not saying it's the title overall is long. I'm just saying to get to the actual pain point benefits, that feels a little bit long. The flow is a little bit off,
Yeah.
but But you're on the right track. You're on the right track because you have your pain point benefits in there. So I would just try
Yeah.
to just keep playing around with it. I would try to and try to maybe add a little bit, take away from the from the beginning, and then focus on having really strong pain point benefits and a strong closing line.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So with the end, it's the what have you got? The build a manipulation proof mindset. So you can, after that, it could be, or you could think of, what does that mean? Why does that person want to do that? That sort of dream outcome we always used to call it. Why do they want to do that? Because all the benefits and pain points you've got, they're great. So just think, well, why do they want to do that? Why do they want to reclaim the power and build a manipulation proof mindset? Yeah, think about that. But it's good. I like it.
Yeah, it can be like, and build a manipulation proof mindset to blank healthy relationships, whatever it might be. So yeah, keep working on it, but you're on the right track there.
Yeah. I think we've got another book of her
Awesome.
from Clara.
We like book covers here.
Yes.
All right. Raising quackers. That's cute.
Yeah,
All right. Take this one, Jamie. You got
okay,
this.
so this is for a 7-day challenge, I'm guessing. Clara, you're there somewhere. Okay,
Five by
so
six.
What I would do, the it's either, and because everything is green, I can't quite see exactly where the spine is, but either your pen name or your actual name is not centered, or your image isn't centered. I think your image is to the right slightly, so you just want to make sure that's centered, maybe slightly to the left, the image of the duck. What I would do as well is, I, because you can have a lot of fun with this, so I'd look for a picture of a duck and ducks rather than just one, and make it the whole front cover, so it would bleed, so from end to end. And then you'd have your beginner's guide to raising quackers for fun and eggs over the top of the image. So the top of the image would be maybe the sky blue. You'd have the horizon line somewhere in the middle, and then you'd have the little cute family of ducks with the mother duck, and then the little babies following it, something like that.
Yeah,
That's
no, that's actually true. With this cover, you could do some really creative stuff.
yeah.
Yeah, take a look at the images, blow them up, keep playing around with it, and you're good to go. And if it is a 7-day challenge, then just make it look like something you love, and then put it out.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's see.
Got another book cover, 99 Designs.
We got Doug. Oh, it's Corrine. Is this a different one? Oh, this is a different one. Okay. Let's open it up. And there's two links in here. I wonder if they're the same. Oh. So Corrine, if you can try that again. The link seems to be broken. Make sure you're not sending us your internal link because we won't be able to access it. Make sure you go to the three dots on your contest should be around the right top right side, and then you'll see a share option with a share link, and then try to send us that one because I think this was an internal link, so we couldn't get in there. All right, we got Doug. How long should I take on my first book? Overthinking. I'm on AIA and I joined in November. Well, Doug, you are pretty new. So I wouldn't be panicking just now, but as far as how long you should take on your first book really depends on a few different things, like how much time do you really have to put into it? Some people publish their first one in 1 month, some people do it in two and three, right? It really depends. Some people do it sooner. So don't rush yourself, Doug. Don't rush yourself, but now with the help of AI, you can go a lot faster. Just don't rush as long as you have proof of concept and you're editing your book well and putting out a product with a good cover. then you can be sure that you're taking the right steps, whether it takes you 1 month, 2 months. So yeah, that's what I got for you.
Yeah, exactly. And your first book's always going to take longer. So
Yeah.
don't rush it, but at the same time, have a sense of urgency. But yeah, don't rush it. Make it a good the best book you can. Okay, Tracy. I have conflicted comments in the Facebook group. Have been told good title, subtitle, but then told not a good title for Amazon advertising. I have POC, and the title is with doctors and NFP title, reverse diabetes in weeks. Subtitle, how to control your spikes, eat healthy, shop on a budget and lose weight with ease. Okay, so yeah, so as far as Amazon concerned, as far as I know, if you're making a health claim like reversing diabetes in weeks, even though it may be true, they're not gonna like that. So it means you won't be able to do Amazon ads if you're making a health claim and that's sort of a blatant health claim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. So I think that's what you might have been told regarding Amazon advertising. So that is true. If it's a health claim, then they won't let you advertise. You can publish a book, but they won't let you advertise. So you could talk about it within the book, but if it's on the cover, then it's a no. Yeah, definitely no. I hope that answers your question, Tracy.
All
There's ways
right.
around it. There's always ways around it without making that exact claim. Just have a play around.
Yeah, you'll come up with something attractive enough that won't get your books pulled down from the ads. All right, let's see. We got Hannah. I'm struggling finding topics with proof of concept. I went through 100 topic lists and extract the best selling topics, but I couldn't find one that makes over 500 per month with less than 150 reviews. Can you help me explain what I didn't do right? All right, Hannah. Jamie, the proof of concept call is Thursday. Is that the one that you do? No.
No, I do. It's
Yeah.
book covers. We've done more book covers on this call than we do, but it's Tuesdays is
Yeah.
book covers. But it is the Thursday, the POC one. Yeah.
Hannah, head out to the Thursday one because they're gonna run through a lot of examples and you can see it over and over again. But proof of concept, it really is about just doing a lot of testing. And you have to keep in mind, especially if you're looking at the top 100 topic list, it's a great place to start, but you're going to want to take side steps, right? Like if you see social anxiety, maybe you can search up performance anxiety, relationship anxiety, and different things that are related but are side steps. So for every keyword that you choose, you can niche down, but you can also take a sidestep and find something related, but not exactly it. And it's just about searching and searching. But after you go to the call and see it a few times over and over, if there's something you're not doing right, you're gonna be able to identify it really quick there.
Yeah, definitely. Patrick, I finished the 7-day challenge and I'm waiting for the paperback to be on Amazon. Is that when I do the last stage on Pubby, etc.? So is that when I do the last stage on Pubby? So it's your ebook that goes on to Pubby. So as long as you've got your ISBN on there, you should be okay, and you'll have it for the ebook if it's loaded. The ebook goes on really. Oh, sorry, it's a 7-day challenge. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So, yeah, you can open an account now with them and start reading and reviewing if that's what you mean. Don't get bother getting reviews for your 7-day challenge book, but start reading and reviewing to collect the snaps. Sorry, I was thinking it was for your main book.
All right. Let's see. We got Clara. Hey, coaches, what is the difference between ISBN 10, ISBN 13? The books I want to use for customer research has ISBN 13, so they didn't work. Let's see. My understanding was that the difference is they needed more numbers. They needed more numbers, so they made an ISBN 13. because they can put more books up there. But Jamie, do you know if ISBN 13s work in the software?
No, only go for
Only
the ones
10.
with 10 digits. So, yeah. So the ISBN 10 is fine. So sometimes you'll see there's with the two codes that are on there, there's always one that's 10 digits. So just use the one that's 10 digits.
Yeah, usually if they have the 13, they also have a 10 attached to it.
Yeah. And it might not just be numbers, it might be letters and numbers, just a code.
Yeah, and you can also go to the ebook format, and then you'll be able to pull up the ASIN as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Noel, when I posted my 7 day, the Kindle version was accepted, but not the paperback. It's been days. Amazon is asking if I need an ISBN. Would it be a different ISBN for the paperback? So, Kindle version again goes on a lot, goes on quick. What I've noticed with the 7 day challenge is they seem to take much longer than a 30,000 word book. My guess is Amazon don't make as much money from them, so they're putting it on a different pile and put the big 30,000 word books out quicker. That's what I'm guessing with
Yeah.
that. Yeah. So I've known it take
Could be.
one time it took up to nearly 3 weeks for the paperback to go on there. So if it's taking a bit longer, don't worry about it. Amazon is asking if you need an ISBN. Would it be a different ISBN for the paperback? So, what are they asking for an ISBN? What have you asked them for an ISBN? I just wonder why they've asked you if you need an ISBN.
Yeah, they don't really ask. Maybe he's just
No.
referring to the just the setup process where you have to enter one or select the Amazon provided one.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Maybe.
just use the Amazon mom.
Yeah, Noel, you only really have two choices. You either have them assign you one or you input your own, which in that case you would just have to go out and get it from, your country's provider.
Yeah. You use Amazon's definitely, especially if you're 7 day.
Yeah. Okay, we got Natsumi. Here's the title of my book, and I got feedback from coaches that self-sufficiency should be more specific, but self-sufficiency is the keyword that people search for. Can I use both self-sufficiency and add more specific words? Could you give me an example how to include specific words? Off-grid homesteading made easy. A beginner step-by-step guide to self-sufficiency and sustainable living. Save money, gain freedom, and escape urban life in 30 days. Self-sufficiency and sustainable living.
I
The
think I
question
remember this
is,
one from Tuesday.
oh,
Natsumi,
really?
I think it was Brian who answered it, and we did mention about. I recognize it, and yeah, it was saying that. I mean, if self-sufficiency is a keyword, then yeah, obviously it's very important. But it's just what Brian meant was self-sufficiency could mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. So that's why it's always tried to make it a little bit more precise. Beginner step-by-step guide, self-sufficiency and sustainable living, save money, gain freedom and escape. But yeah, if it is, then definitely leave it in there, but be more specific with everything else. So gain freedom, you could elaborate on that a little bit, definitely. Escape urban life, I think I remember the end of the escape urban life in 30 days, because I think I remember saying just make sure it is doable within the book. If you're stating that it is doable, because could they gain freedom and escape urban life in 30 days? Potentially you could do, but is it realistic? So just make sure it's realistic as well.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, and you're very close, Natsumi. I think you're just I think you might just need to play around with a few words in there, but
Yeah, a little bit of tweaking.
I think you're on the right track. All right, let's see who's next.
We've got R. Wayne. Publishing AI initially generated a reference section for our manuscript, but after extensive editing, some references might no longer apply. Should I review and update the section or leave it as it is. There's some references about no longer apply. Should I review and update? Yeah, you can review it. I wouldn't spend too much time on it, but you don't need loads. You don't need every reference in there. So just pick out the important ones and use those. But obviously, if you've done a lot of editing, don't put some reference in there that doesn't need to be there. But at the same time, you don't need to put loads of references anyway, so don't spend too much time on it. Just as long as you've got a decent number in there. And if something's really important, if you're explaining something like a medical term or some sort of testing that's being done and you want to reference that, then they're good to do. But the majority of things, don't worry about it.
All right, so we got Clara. I guess the difference is either 10 or 13 code. Publishing only takes 10. Should I look for other ASINs of ISBN 10? Clara, yeah. And you also, and check and see, because usually if they have 13, they have two ISBN numbers. I've
Yeah.
seen that before in a lot of books. So take a look
Yeah.
at that or go to the Kindle and try to get the ASIN number.
Yeah.
If not, then.
So yeah, if you scroll down to the product details, halfway down the Amazon page, there'll always be what, like Brandon said, there's always two numbers. One will have 10 digits and just use that one.
Yeah. Take a look. Give it a look. Let's see. We got Hannah. I
Oh.
just.
So
Oh.
go on. I thought we'd answered that when I went to the one below. I've got it. You're right. So Hannah, I just started and still struggling with finding topics and proof of concept. I went through
Oh,
the
yeah.
100. Is this
We answered
deja
this one.
vu?
We answered
Yeah.
this one.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say
Yeah.
deja vu.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep digging, Hannah. You'll find it. And go to the Thursday call because that's going to be proof of concept over and over again.
Absolutely. And Jessica, should I be concerned about my manuscript having 60% AI information? Do I need to claim my work is AI generated and not assisted? So it's always going to be assisted. Don't worry about the 60%. I know Brandon mentioned this earlier with a question. Don't be concerned. Always make sure you're doing plenty of editing in there. Absolutely. We always recommend that. So it's always going to be assisted, but it'll never just be straight AI generated. But don't worry about the percentage.
All right, so we got Joy. Hey coaches, thank you for your good work. Thank you, Joy. I need your help. I have not been active because of my job duty call for the last 3 weeks, but yesterday I tried to publish my first book, but discovered some of the features in the twin is using are not in my PC. For instance, day six of the 7 day challenge, you wanted to download the manuscript, switch to ReadC, click download on the EPUB file, and I opened my ReadC account and did not see my downloads. Though ReadC had sent me my typist book files, which I have saved in my system, what do I do? Do I use the typesets as manuscripts? All right. So, Joy, anything that's going to be 7 day profit related questions, we do want you to go to support because they already have the correct help for you here. But Jamie, do you know what she's referring to by the
No, it's
typist?
no, I don't
Typist.
know.
I think that's when you export the book, maybe, but I don't think you have formatted it just yet, Joy. Reach out to the support and they can help you out with things that are going to be 7 day profit challenge related here. But
Yeah,
yeah.
good old Reezy.
Open ReadC, you did not see your downloads. So you saved it in. So Joy, if you have formatted it and then you saved it in your system, then from there you would go to Amazon. And essentially when you get to the Amazon setup screen, KDP of where you're doing adding the manuscript, then you can just upload it there. If it's already on your system, you'll easily be able to just upload it onto the load page. But you may have to go to support for this one if that's not what your situation is. Yeah.
Okay, I've got Jamie. It's title Anxiety Survival Skills for Teens and Teens and Tweens, Practical Tools to Calm Your Mind, Overcome Fear, manage stress, conquer worry and panic for a happier, resilient, and stronger you. Okay. That looks a bit long for 176. It sounded long. It sounded like a bit of a mouthful. Anxiety survival skills for teens and tweens. Practical tools to calm your mind. Overcome fear, manage stress, conquer worry, and panic. Okay, so there's a lot of things in there. Okay, so it's for teens and tweens, this one. I've seen these before for one or the other, but not for both. So practical tools, so calm your mind, yep. Overcome fear, okay, yeah. Manage stress, and then you've got conquer worry and panic for a happier, resilient, and stronger you. So it seems very wordy at the moment. There's maybe I would generally go for three benefits, a pain point in there somewhere, like that you got the fear or calm your mind, but maybe four altogether. So whether it's two pain points, two benefits, and then that nice, really strong ending, but you've got quite a lot in there. So calm your mind, overcome fear, manage stress, conquer worry, and panic. So that doesn't flow quite as well. Conquer worry, and then you've got and panic for a happier, resilient, and stronger you. So like we mentioned earlier with someone else's, everything's there. It's great. It's just I think I would remove a couple of the things in there because it seems like there's a lot. What do you think, Brandon?
Let's see. I would definitely agree. Yeah. It's just a list stretching out a
Yeah.
little bit. You're not going to be able to fit everything in there. Pick the three most important ones, maybe a fourth, and try to rework this.
Yeah. So remove a couple and then just elaborate on some of the others that stay
Yeah.
there. Yeah.
Definitely.
But on the right track, everything's there. It's just a case of just editing it down a little bit and just changing, tweaking it, Jamie. One, two.
All
Okay.
right, please critique my book cover. Uh-oh, Gina, so we don't have access currently. I'm just going to request that. And then just make sure you go there. And let us know once you have approved the request, then we can take a look at that cover there for you, Gina.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, 7 Day Prophet Challenge title. Wisdom from the Ancients, 12 essays depicting the application of ancient practices to solve everyday problems. I like it. Wisdom from the Ancients, 12 essays depicting the application of ancient practices to solve everyday problems. Okay, so you could potentially. Again, it says your 7 day challenge, but we'd like to see the pain points and benefits in there. So you've got to solve everyday problems, which is great, and that's sort of the really positive ending, the dream outcome at the end. But at the moment, it's you're almost just telling us what the features are and what's in the book, rather than giving us the benefits. So it's 12 essays depicting application of ancient practices. Great. So they're the features. So s tell us the benefits. What's that going to do for me? Think about it like that.
Yeah,
But it sounds good.
100%.
I would like a book like that.
Right. Let's get these out of the way here. Okay, so we got Hannah. Do you recommend to do the book cover on Canva ourselves or outsource it? And if so, which outsource do you recommend? Yeah, Hannah, always outsource your 30K word books, and I would go to 99 Designs. Or you can take time and find a different cover artist that's really solid on Upwork or Fiverr, but 99 Designs is probably going to be the one of the most effective ways.
Yeah. Okay, Doug. Can you get started with a free puppy account? Example, giving reviews to build roots in readiness for the future when I seek reviews from others. So you could. I do have a link, so I'll grab a link. I don't know if they still do it because they haven't always done it, but they did start doing it. Let me try and find the free puppy. So I'll put the link in the chat for everyone, and hopefully it still works and they still do it. Okay. Oh, we got a Canva cover.
Clara, all right. Me pull it up here. Oh, it's the same one.
Where is it? Oh, better.
Don't see a change though. Oh, I think it's
She centered the picture
centered a little bit more,
on the
yeah.
pen name. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what this one is. Oh, that's the other one. Okay, we'll come back to this.
Okay. So definitely better because everything, the basic things, definitely everything needs to be aligned. But again, if you look just a few quick things, the back, can you see how close this basket is to the text? It's almost covering it. So shrink this basket down so it's about that big. But I definitely, again, I'd be looking for this great cover with, I'm just picturing the mother duck with the little ducklings following it. Everyone loves
Yeah.
that. Who doesn't love that?
That's true. All right. Let's go
If
back to the
you use the
questions here.
link that I put in earlier, for the fruit, it's I did say it was £20 a month. It is for the main version, but I think you get eight sort of images free a day, so you can go on there and just type what book cover you want in and see what it spits out. It's very good. Very good.
All right, sounds good. Let's see what we have here. We have M. Cameron. I have just completed my 7-day challenge. Is it okay that I cannot complete that 7-day form? I need to submit the link to send messages to my friends. And I don't have the link from Amazon yet. All right, well, if you don't have the link from Amazon yet, no problem. Hang on tight. And as soon as you got it, just go in there and put it in there.
Yeah.
All
For
right.
Lynn, it has been stated we should try 30,000 words. My book is 33. Does it matter that it's over? To be honest, 33 is okay. Our AI generally will produce a manuscript around 32,000. So I generally aim for around 32 now. So it's always going to be over 30. We always want to make sure we get over the 30 mark. But if it's 33, that's fine. I mean, potentially, depending where you are, you're still going to do a bit of editing on the manuscript anyway, so it will come down a little bit. But if everything that needs to be in there is in there, 33,000 is fine. Don't worry about it, Lynn.
Yeah. All right. And I know Gina, I think Gina, you accepted the request there. So let's take a look. The duckling one, let's do that. All right. Become a manifesting powerhouse. Let's see. And Gina, is this a 7-day challenge or is this a 30K? Let us know, please. 30K. All right. So I will say that one at the bottom, I would rule it out. It's really dark. It's really dark. The colors are really fighting each other. It's really hard to see what's actually going on. You have to remember, you're gonna be seeing this as a thumbnail. So significantly smaller than we're looking at it here, and it already looks pretty dark. I would also rule out the top one. I just don't think it looks as professional as it needs to realistically compete with some of the competition in the whole manifestation market. This one looks a little bit more like a box of like fireworks, which is cool, but trust me, your competition has spent a lot of money. A lot of money to have the best possible cover out there. Now this one's a lot easier to look at, a lot easier on the eyes, but the title, With the pink and the aqua and the black, it's not doing good for it. You want to have a nice and big, clear, bold title where people can read it. Because if we're having trouble reading it like this, people won't be able to read it when it's in a thumbnail. So I'm not sure how you got these covers, but I recommend trying to rework them a little bit. See what your competition is doing. Take it as inspiration. Add your own personality to it. But then I would 100% go out and outsource. I would outsource these covers if it's for your 30K workbook.
Yeah.
Currently, I just don't think they compete with the market, to be honest here.
No. They look too homemade, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's even though the we can create amazing images with AI, and I put that link in to the chat for everyone to play around with again, Ideogram. And it makes some amazing covers, but even then it's never perfect. It still needs tweaking. If I design my own cover, I'll spend ages over it, and I mean ages. And if I'm what I'll do is, 'cause I don't use Photoshop, I'll use Canva. I'll put something together how I want it to be if I'm designing my own, and then I'll give it to someone on Fiverr who uses Photoshop and work with them almost like I'm leaning over the shoulder to say, do this,
Yeah.
do this, do that. And I'd spend go into incredible detail to make it look exactly as it needs to be. But even I've been doing this years, and I wouldn't design my own cover without giving it to a professional to finish. Just because the cover is so important, everyone. The cover is so important. People, when they're looking through Amazon, they're obviously look at reviews, but most of the time they're looking at covers. If they don't like the look at the cover, they'll look over it. And it could be the best book ever. But
Yeah.
if the cover doesn't say it's the best book ever, they want to look. When I'm designing a cover or having one designed, I want people to buy my book because of the cover. I want them to look at the cover and go, I want that on my bookshelf. And then go, oh, what's the book about? Do you know what I mean? I want to sell the book. Obviously, the title's going to do the selling of it. But I want the cover to do as much selling or more selling about it. So every aspect,
Yeah.
they just want it, they need that book. So, yeah.
100%. And you only have a few seconds when they see your book on that ad next to, other books. They only have a few seconds to make them want it. So, all right, let's go back to the questions. I think we're almost done here. We got anonymous attendee. Can you print out the TOC from Publishing AI? No, unfortunately not. Or can you, Jamie? I don't believe so, right? Because
No, I've never
it definitely
tried.
doesn't print it out with the generation. Like, it doesn't import it, but unless you copied and pasted all of it and then put it in a document, I think maybe.
Yeah. That sounds like a pain. Okay, so this is Jamie again. So, anxiety survival skills for teens and tweens. Practical tools to calm your mind, overcome fear, and manage stress for a happier, resilient, and stronger you. So that sounds a lot nicer, doesn't it? It flows a lot nicer. Practical tools to calm your mind, overcome fear, and manage stress for a happier, resilient, and stronger you. One thing I would say, maybe you've got managed stress, which is great, but do they want to manage stress or do they want to beat stress? Do they want it completely out of their lives, or do they just want to be able to manage it? I'd use maybe a stronger word there, because you've got calm your mind. That's what people want to do. They want to overcome fear. Definitely want to do that. But do they want to manage stress? So think of a more powerful word there. And then I think then that's great.
All right. You got Nana. I accidentally hit enter and didn't ask my question. Sorry. Publishing AI generated 32,000 words. Book outline based on my customer research. Is it okay to move forward with it, or does it have to be exactly 30? In that case, I have to edit to bring it down to 30. Nana, 32,500 is perfectly fine. Even better, because if you cut some redundancy and you want to move some stuff around, you're gonna have some room to play around with there. So 100%. All right. So pre-submitted questions done, and the Q&A section done as well. Just looking at the chat here. And TOC is the table of contents. So on the publishing system, you're going to be able to see your table of contents, but when you get the manuscript, it's not going to show it. But that's okay, because when you format it, the table of contents gets done automatically, so it's not going to be an issue, but you can always copy and paste it if you want to keep it in front of you, and that's like a good mental map.
Yeah. Okay, question from John. Are there any concerns about AI publications with regards to its research or use of information and material it draws upon to produce manuscripts without quoting sources and copyright laws? More simply stated, should there be any concern about plagiarism or legal action against an author? No, just no. No, it's fine. Don't need to worry about it. We always edit with Grammarly, and that has the plagiarism checker in there. And our AI is designed not to plagiarize. So every manuscript that I've created that I've done a check on, it's maybe 5 or 6%, and it's just random sentences that could be in from any sort of topic or any walk of life. There's never anything there. So yeah, you don't need to worry about any of that, John. It's designed to avoid all of that. See if I'm
All right, we got Mimi. Have either of you published a 30K workbook?
hope so.
Have you done what? Yeah, no, 100%, Mimi. We definitely published a handful of books in there.
Yeah. There's also a book that's on Audible. If yes, what's the name of this book? Was this Mimi question? I don't think we're allowed to promote our own books, Mimi, that's all. It would be great, we'd sell even more, but yeah, we
Yeah.
can't, unfortunately.
Yep. And we got Doug. When Microsoft Word generates a table of contents, is this wrong when it goes to Atticus, you get two table of contents? So Doug, well, you definitely don't want two table of contents. If you're on Microsoft Word, don't worry about making a table of contents, because the second you put it into a formatting software, it gets created automatically. So don't spend the time creating a table of contents that you're not going to use. But I mean, hey, if you want it for organization purposes, go for it. But just keep in mind, they're going to auto create you one for you in the formatting software.
Mimi says, I'd like to listen to your book. So, from both of us, Mimi, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, if we see you in the review swap group, maybe we'll do a swap. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Judith. At what point does a topic become saturated? This is an interesting one, because it really depends. This really depends. There are topics that a lot of people would say are saturated, but the demand is just so strong that to some degree it kind of like sustains it. Like a lot within like the gardening. It's kind of like the oldest topic out there. It's been around since publishing first became a thing, self-publishing. But there's still so much demand that I still see people going in there and crushing it with a book. But yeah, what's your take on how do you
Yeah.
know when it's saturated?
Again, it's more a feeling if you're seeing it everywhere. But like what Brandon said, for example, the sort of life skills for teens that's got really popular about 2 years ago, and so even I at the point of thinking this is potentially getting oversaturated, but we've got students. We had a student on the call. She just recently released a Life Skills for Teens book, and Brian went through her ads, and she's smashing it. And so, if she'd have thought, I'm not going to bring a book out because it's oversaturated, which she could have easily thought because there's plenty out
Yeah.
there. She wouldn't have done it. She did, and she's absolutely smashing it. So just think that when we do customer research, we're doing it on those books that came before us. So we're picking up the things that they left off or they shouldn't have had in the book. So really, the books that come later that we do now are going to be slightly better than those books. So think about it that way. So when, if I've ever thought it seems a bit saturated, I'm always proven wrong. So I don't think like that anymore. If you can make an amazing book, then do it. Then do it.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Jamie, because in the beginning, I would definitely be like super critical about some niches, and I'd be like, this is saturated, this is not. But now it's kind of like, if it has proof of concept, you have an opportunity. Then the question is, can you create a product that's going to be better than the competitor, or it's going to be more marketable? So,
Exactly.
and it kind of goes back to the fact that we can beat competition, but we can't necessarily create demand out of thin air. So going to something that has demand, going to somewhere where you can beat the competition, and at the end of the day, thanks to the ads that we run, you have the potential of making anything work as long as you've done all the steps correctly along the way.
Yeah. There's always room. It's like cars. Are there too many cars? Are there too many chocolate bars? New ones come out all the time. And so yeah, go for it. Go for it.
And
Okay.
Corrine, you put a question in here. We won't be able to access your computer from our end, but if you can take your cover and if you can take a screenshot and put it into a Google Drive or a Google link, Google Doc, wherever it might be, then you can share that Google link with us and then we can take a look. But unfortunately, I think that's going to be the only real way we can actually take a look here. But we have Clara again with the ducks here.
So she's saying scroll down. So can you scroll down on that? There we go.
Oh, okay. We got a family of ducks. We got.
So head in the right direction. So what you want to avoid is not having, so for example, the bottom one, because you've got all the leaves and things going on in the background, you've got a lot of light and dark patches. The title will never be as clear. Top one, sorry, the middle one, definitely on the right lines. But again, I would try and zoom out if you can. So the mother duck's a little bit smaller, and then don't have the text over the top of the duck. But heading in the right direction, definitely. Definitely. And you move the basket as well. That's great.
Yeah. And it's your 7-day challenge. So as soon as you have something that, looks nice to the eye, put it out there and let's get you started on that next 30K.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most important thing.
We got Randall here in the question. Hey coaches, now that you have several books published, do you have your formatting outsourced or do you use Atticus or Vellum and do it yourself? I don't know about Jamie, but I do my own formatting with Vellum. Yeah.
I up until now I've outsourced, but the book that I'll be launching in February, I've got Attica, sorry, Vellum, so I'll be doing it myself now.
And Corrine, just accept the permission request. So we can take a look at the cover. But Randall, yeah, doing it yourself is a pretty good way. You get to save some money and you get to keep 100% control of how you want it to look creatively. But the good thing is that formatting, outsourcing it is not that much. So if you just need to get the book out there, go out there, get it outsourced, and you're good to go. But I would say it's a pretty good investment into Atticus or Vellum if you plan on doing a decent amount of books. Okay, let's see. Oh, there we go. All right, what do we think about this cover?
Okay, so there's a few little, let me see if my annotate works. So again, it's a lot of homemade covers tonight. I think they've been almost all been homemade.
I think
So
this is once a 99 design.
no, it's not, is it? Can't be.
Let's see. Because I thought when she sent us the link, it was a 99 design link.
Mean, it could be. So just you can see sort of there's this star anise. I'll change my color. This star anise, you can see how they've tried to cut it out and
Yeah.
it hasn't properly. So, and down here there's these little squares. There was another one further down and I don't know what that is, and sort of these little marks all over it. Can you see? You can see where they've cut and pasted
Oh,
things out. There's
yeah.
loads of little errors everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, just random things dropped on the page, and rosemary, all sorts of different pills. So you've got natural stuff, herbs, spices, and then you've got loads of different pills and caps all over it.
Yeah. And wait, what was her name? Can you let us know if this is a 99 design cover or a
Was it
Fiverr
Corinne?
cover? Corinne, yeah, Corinne. Corinne, let us know. Where did you get this cover?
Yeah, just zoom out again a bit. Yeah, and even where it says hormone, that capsule's covering it, so you can't quite see
Oh,
it
yeah.
there. There's a lot of oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that need correcting, moving, changing on that a lot.
It was 99 design.
Wow.
And Corinne, what stage of the contest are you on? If you can let us know, is this the finalist? Is this like what stage
Yeah.
of the contest are you
Have you
on?
just started? This is one of your first ones.
Maybe. But yeah, so I mean, it just has to be cleaned up. I get what the person was going for, but it really does have to be cleaned up. There's a lot of random elements in here that are really just really hurting this cover.
Yeah.
What'd she say? 99. Okay. Okay. Well, Corinne, I hope you still have time to get revisions here. And
Yeah.
so let's
And
see.
yeah, and Corinne, these are the things you need to be looking for. And everyone else, it is if you just hold it there, just so everyone can see here, for example, there's this like elements where they've cut it out and they've not cut it out properly. And then just random things just sort of floating around. So you need to keep an eye out for these things. And again, this in the way, covering the N, this covering
Yeah.
the other N, all these things you want to watch for. And just think it just looks, at the moment, it just looks too messy.
For
Too
sure.
messy.
Yeah, I think if you clean all that up, maybe play around a little bit with the text, I think it has potential.
Yeah. But if you are at the very finals and this is sort of what you've got, if you chose the option where you have to choose someone, then you do have to choose. If you haven't picked the option where you're definitely going to choose a winner, then I would request an extension. Definitely.
Yeah, give them a call, get an extension.
When I've known people who've got extensions before, the difference is huge. So it's almost they must maybe email certain designers to put designs in, because I've seen tens, twenties, thirties of designs within a few days when an extension happens. So if they do something, they must realize they're letting the customer down. So it's the final. So you've got this one then, and several others. So this, you've got this designer and presumably others. And did you choose the option where you have to choose a winner, Corinne? It's an option at the beginning. And I'm guessing you're sharing this one with us because potentially it's your favorite, so the others might be similar or not quite as good.
And the good thing
So.
is that if, as long as it hasn't concluded, you can always have the person, you can have the person clean it up, and you're going to get the source file for this as well. So you're going to be able to clean it up. But she said, yes, I did. So I think this was the final, final.
Okay. Yeah. All the things that we've mentioned, address those with the designer to clean it all up.
Yeah. And you should also have the source file, and you never know, maybe once they upload the file, maybe they'll like these all these Shutterstock and all these marks should be gone. But then just make sure that it's not like, intruding into the text, like a leaf and this maybe like seed or nut. It's just blocking it unnecessarily. So yeah, a little bit of cleaning up. Other than that, I like the direction. I think the concept would be good if it just was executed a little bit better. Okay, and last question here. We have Amanda. How many pages on proof of concept would you consider low content books or good for 7-day challenge books? How many pages on proof of concept would you consider low content? So I'm not sure where the proof of concept comes in
Do
there,
you
but
mean KD Spy? Like the top 20?
oh,
Maybe.
how
That's
many
all.
pages on the case by consider low content books?
I don't
I'm
know.
not 100% sure for
No.
what you're referring to here, but as far as how many pages in the actual book would be considered low content, what do you think, Jamie?
So to, I think it's 24 pages you need to have a spine. So that's sort of minimum.
You
But
need minimum that.
low content, it's not so much fewer pages. It's
Content type, yeah.
the content type. So it's the minimal text and just having images, for example, in there could be classed as low content.
Yeah. So Amanda, think about it like this. You need at least, how many did you say? 28?
24.
At least 24 pages to create a paperback, but the norm is 30K. And then if it's low content, it depends on the content itself. It wouldn't be a low content just because you have less words on it. It would just be a smaller book, a smaller full content book, or like a booklet. All right. Jamie, I think that is it for today.
Okay, great. How
You
many did
have
we have?
a you're done after this, or you got more, or you got a full day of
I've got
coaching?
another call. I've got something else after this as well, yeah. So I'll be here for a while.
Awesome.
I'll be here until 9 o'clock in the
Yeah.
UK.
Yeah. Wait, what time is it for you right now?
It's 20 to 7
Okay.
p.m. What time is it
Evening.
there?
I'm over in Canada, almost 2 p.m. here. So
Two. Okay. Yeah,
we're
it's
just
good.
getting started. But all right, Jamie, thank you for coming and being a substitute for Libby. Always good
Yeah. Thanks for
chopping it
having me,
up with you,
everyone.
man. No problem. All right,
Yeah,
everybody,
but.
we will see you on the next Q&A.
Yeah. See you on Tuesday. Join with Brian and myself on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, I'd love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one, man.
All right, guys. See you later, everyone.
See you.
See you, Brendan.